NBA All-Star Gilbert Arenas, who plays for the Washington Wizards, has been suspended indefinitely without pay. He brought handguns into his team's locker room. In a statement, NBA Commissioner David Stern said that Arenas was, quote, not fit to take the court. NPR's Mike Pesca is on the story. He's here now. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
All right, so I understand that this whole thing, this incident, began with a gambling debt.
It seems to, and that's a popular pastime in the boring flights that NBA players take. The other player involved, the key other player involved, was a little-used guard named Javaris Crittenden, and he and Arenas had a gambling debt. It's been reported both ways, who owed who money, but apparently Crittenden either wanted his money or Arenas was joking with him, and in what transpired, Gilbert Arenas laid out four guns, it's been reported as three and four, four guns in the Wizards locker room and put a note on the guns and said, pick one. And then what happened next, which was recently reported today by the Washington Post, they put out more details. Apparently, Crittenden responded to this, what Arenas called a joke. Crittenden responded to this by grabbing his own gun and loading it and chambering around.
What, he just happened to have a gun on him in the locker room?
We don't know about that. And there's a lot that's not known. The timeline of the story, it was originally reported by the New York Post, and they got perhaps the major sketches right, but they got the date wrong. They reported that both drew guns on each other. It does seem now that Arenas was playing a joke, he thought. And so I know you're saying joke. What kind of joke can you play with a handgun? And so maybe we should talk about who Gilbert Arenas is, because he's a guy who has always been known as an original, a colorful character, and especially in the bland world of sports, he loves practical jokes. He has invented a secret identity for himself that he calls himself Agent Zero. He yells hibachi before he shoots. So he's seen as this quirky guy, and even on his Twitter feed, he always talks about laughter curing the pain, and he likes to make a joke of everything. And of course, this joke went horribly too far, and he faces federal charges. He faces perhaps city charges, and the NBA just wasn't having any of it. And the NBA did not like how he reacted to the incident afterwards, what he Twittered, and what he acted like during a pregame player introductions in a game against the Philadelphia 76ers on Tuesday.
So they're not amused at all. He's joking around. He's on Twitter, guns, ha-ha. And David Stern says, no, you are going to be suspended without pay. And that's a lot of pay, right?
Yeah, he has a $111 million contract. He's in the second year of that. He's owed $80 million. And so, you know, in official statements, Arenas, I guess, struck the right tone, or whoever helped him with his official statements. He said things like, joke or not, I now recognize what I did was a mistake and I was wrong. But then, like I said, in player introductions, he made those finger guns, pshh, pshh, and he mocked shooting his teammates. And that's when David Stern lowered the boom. And he said, like you said, not fit to play in the NBA, suspended indefinitely, Stern hinted, and perhaps even worse.
So, Mike, what's the next size 13 shoe to drop?
It could be the loss of the rest of his contract. That happened with Plaxico Burress, who's an NFL player who pled guilty to a guns charge. Could be a long suspension. The NBA is taking guns in the locker room as seriously as they could take anything.
Well, what about this guy Crittenden?
What Arenas says is that he was trying to cover up for Crittenden, and this is why he took all of the blame. But right now, the authorities are saying that it's going to be very hard to bring a charge against Crittenden because there's no proof that he ever even had a gun or that the gun was even real. But Arenas admitted to bringing his guns to the locker room because he wanted to take them out of his house.
Thanks, Mike. NPR sports correspondent Mike Pesca. This is NPR News.